Two inspiring food blogs.
Food bloggers Tony and Jack both experienced drastic changes. They went from living fairly comfortable lives to having practically nothing. Now they're trying to help other people by showing them how they can eat well with very little money.
Tony, if you have a passion for good food but very little money, what do you eat? How do you organise your kitchen? Where do you shop? Well, that's the situation I'm in, and that's what this site is about, explains Tony, otherwise known as the Skint Foodie. Tony's website and blog, www.theskintfoodie.com, is full of recipes and ideas on how to create delicious, nutritional food with very little money. Some of his recipes include spaghetti with broccoli, courgette and parmesan soup, and risotto with sausage. So how does he do it? Being a skint foodie is about how you plan your weekly menu. It's about investing time and effort into shopping. Above all, it's eating as well as you can on the budget you can afford, he adds. So, what happened to Tony? He once had a family, a nice home, and a well-paid job that paid £130,000 a year, but lost it all because of an alcohol addiction. Now that he's back on his feet, he wants to help others.
Jack. Jack is another food blogger. Like Tony, Jack, a girl, also lost her job and found herself with practically no money and a young child to feed. After the initial shock, she became determined to cook as well as she could on the money she had. I started to cook for myself and my 3-year-old son on an extremely low budget, because the £6 in change I scraped from corners of drawers, coat pockets, and my son's money box was all I had to work with, she explains. Later, she started writing about her experiences and including recipes on her blog, www.agirlcalledjack.com. Since then, the blog has become extremely popular and her life has turned around. But has it changed her? People ask if I will still live on such a tight budget now that I have a cookbook deal and a job. Yes, I will. Because 2 years ago, I had a £27,000 a year job and a beautiful home. And I could never have imagined life falling apart as much as it did. And I'll be damned if I ever go through that again.
What an inspiration.